As young professionals or mid-career professionals look to form their own real estate companies, what are some of the pitfalls that they should be aware about?
Not understanding why you're making money. I see a lot of, and I'll take developers as the best example. They're not the only example. They don't truly appreciate they're making money on the fees, for example, on the develop. Nothing wrong with that. They're making money on the development fees. They think they made it on the building. They may not have made the money on the building. They may have lost money on the building, but made money on the fee, right? Or another classic example is you think you're making money on the building, but you really made it 2 years ago on the buy of the land. And you're better off selling the land at market because net you're destroying land value in the process of the building. And I'm just using those as examples, not understanding where my income is coming from. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the risk of it going away. So I've known a lot of, and again, I'll stay with developers. I've known a lot of developers, but also fund managers who are making a lot of money. But the minute development stops, the development fees end, and you go, uh-oh, I went from a highly profitable company with a real good development group to overhead of a development group with no offsetting income. Fund managers, and I've lived this and others, which is, I think it's time to sell my assets, not to buy them. Well, as I sell my assets, that's great, but I was funding myself off the fee income. And as I sell the assets, there's no more income. Understanding where the money comes from that you're making and the risk of it going away.